All right, you ready for this?
Are you ready?
I don't know. Anyways, what's up, everybody? This is Joe.
And this is Chrissy.
And welcome to The Married Life, where we exist.
Oh,
you're doing it?
You do it.
All right. Where we exist to help build stronger marriages, to create stronger families, to form stronger communities.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you want more content beyond just the podcast, you can go to themarriedlife.org.
That's good.
Or you can listen to, we have a link to our YouTube videos, link to Instagram, Facebook. Also, you can sign up for marriage coaching on there, and you can donate to the Married Life Ministry. And 10% of everything that comes in, we push that back out to single mothers because we're investing in marriages. But some people, their marriage either never existed, the husband already left, whatever it is. So we want to help those single moms out there. So 10%, yep, whatever you donate goes to single moms.
Yeah.
And something else that's coming up is I'm creating another podcast, a spinoff of this. It's the Pick a Fight podcast, and it is about the things that men need to fight for.
Yep.
And I was just telling Chrissy and Kara this the other day. Kara's my 23-year-old daughter. Chrissy's my wife, standing right there, sitting right there. That I was trying to take a shower and I just wanted a 10-minute podcast to listen to because everything was just so long. I was like, this is why I'm creating my podcast, because it's going to be 10 minutes or less, even though I've already recorded like five of them. And I think they're like 15 minutes. So I'm trying to keep them at 10 minutes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's just that time where a dude's getting ready in the morning, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, shaving, you can listen to it in the bathroom, and then you're good to go for the day. You know, like that is my goal. And then we're talking about four specific things. We're talking about leadership, lust, relationships, and spirituality. It's always going to cycle on those things. So even if you're not married, you can listen to it because you're a man, you'll deal with that. If you are married and you're a man, you deal with that.
Yeah.
We all deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I also have my podcast. Nope, this is a podcast.
Yep.
I have my blog on the website.
Yep.
And one just came out today just about the promises of God. It's just a discouraging world and it's dark and we just need to know the promises that God has for us. And so if you're dealing with something specific, they're kind of categorized today. And so if you want to go in there, check it out, I think it'll really bless you.
It blessed me. I'm the one who posted it. Yeah.
Good.
This is so good. No, I thought it was fantastic.
And it's basically all scripture. So it's not original.
It's the promises of God, not promises we make up that we're saying God's saying.
Yeah. So, I just think it'll help you out.
Yep. And again, we're pastors, and in case you're not spiritual, we really believe that as you listen to this, as you get into scripture, your life is going to be changed. Our life was changed by Jesus.
Yep.
We, for the longest time, we're just living for ourselves, and then we surrender our lives to Christ, and there is nothing greater.
Yeah.
Just like I was reading today, that Jesus talks about that when you lose your life, you truly find it.
Mm.
And it's like so much, especially in the Western world, we try to hold on to life and try to grasp life and try to figure out like, this will fulfill my life. This is where I'll find the meaning of life. And it's not until we give that up that we truly find life.
Yep, that's so good.
So, and going off of that, we're going through the book Song of Solomon. Yep. This is not a love letter from Jesus to us. Some people say it is. That's
it's
a little
not.
Weird. This is between Solomon and the Shunammite woman. This is literally a married couple that are talking back and forth. And so anyways, last week we talked about the characteristics of a godly man. This week we are going to be talking about the woman's point of view.
Yeah.
And so
ready, women.
Yeah, I'm going to try
coming
not to
for
do,
you.
Boom. I'm not going to do too much talking. I'm going to let Chrissy
handle this. Everybody's laughing right now. Was that a joke?
We literally were just listening to an old podcast trying to find a reference for this podcast. And we knew Chrissy and I were teaching it together. She's like, do I ever talk in this? It was at a conference. And it was just me the whole time.
Yeah.
So anyways, so let me open it up and then you can dissect the scripture.
Sure.
All right. So we're going to start with one of my favorite scriptures. I said this last time also. Song of Solomon, chapter 1. We're in chapter 1, verse 2. Again, we're going from the woman's perspective. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Unpack that one, babe. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I know you do. I think with this one, women, just hold on for a minute. Because this is what he's talking about. He's talking about sex. He's talking about being intimate with his wife. And so she is actually the one speaking here. Let him kiss me. Mm-hmm. she's engaging in the sexual activity. She's the one that's going for it. And so sometimes that's just where we need to be. Yeah. Not all the time, because we're just not going to be able to catch up with
you. No, they're, yeah.
You're just always there.
Always.
And so, but every once in a while, not like every once in a blue moon, like we need to initiate, and it's hard. Like it's
like you're like a werewolf when there's a full moon out, then you're in the moon.
Stop. But we need to invite, we need to create the atmosphere. We need to initiate it, because, you know, as a man, you want to feel wanted in that way still.
Yep.
Am I right?
You're right.
And so we need to create it. I feel like you're bursting at the seams.
I am. It's good. It's good stuff.
And you know what? I went to a conference this last summer, and they really unpacked the Bible and kind of the viewpoint that we as a society have with like men and women and sex, how everybody says it's always like the man who wants it, the man initiates it, da 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 da. Did you know that in the Old Testament, like way back in the day, that the men's job when they got married, there were three things off the top of my head, I can only think of two, but there were three things that was a man's job when they got married. One, you needed to provide for them financially. I don't remember the second thing. And two, you had to provide your wife with her sexual needs. It was part of your marriage contract. I think
sign me up.
You were already signed up. We're married. But I think as a society, we've twisted it where like it's been like this this thing in marriage that we just have to fulfill our husbands. But in reality, like that's your job, mm-hmm. to fulfill me. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what you signed up for. Yeah. But we need to put them for, we need to put them before the kids. We need to put them before our jobs. We need to put them before these things. You have to like set yourself up for a win. I get it. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool. These kids are driving me crazy. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I just had a baby. I can come up with a bajillion excuses, and I do a lot of the times. I'm here with you, women. This isn't like I have this all together, but I'm just saying. But you have to like get in the game early in the day, and you have to set yourself up for a win. How can I? And it's really difficult for me right now, because normally I would have a cup of coffee around 3 o'clock, and that would just, that would get me, that would get me
you,
there.
That would get you over the hump. Oh my.
People are laughing with us. Oh, exactly. But now I can't, because I'm nursing my baby, and my baby would be up.
Yep.
And we'd get nothing done.
Yep.
But anyways,
it's real. But women, there is nothing that is more attractive than when you pursue me instead of me always pursuing you. It's the same thing with every man out there. Like all the men are like, say it again, you know, and it's just true. And so he says, for your love is better than wine, or I'm sorry. She says, your love is better than wine. And so it is. We just have to remember, you know what? This is better than wine. This is better than fill in the blanks, you know,
yeah.
Because again, we live in such a society where we are achievers and we have jobs. And like you just said, we're taking care of the families. There's so many things that we can put before our spouse,
yeah.
And we have to fight to not let that happen.
Yeah, that's good.
So verse 3 says, your anointing oils are fragrant. Your name is oil poured out. Therefore, virgins love you. So we hit on this last week.
I think this is so funny.
About the oil. So you can go back and listen to that. But really the part to focus on here, ladies, is it says, therefore, virgins love you. Like she's talking about her friends. Mm-hmm. Her friends love Solomon. We need godly friends.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing better. Like this past week when we were out in California with Pastor Mike and Pastor Julie, and you're hanging out with Julie, you yeah. know, like Julie makes you better. You know what I mean?
She does.
She just, because you're just godly friends.
Yeah.
You're not bickering and gossiping and talking about how your husbands don't do this or they don't do that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you're building each other up.
We're bragging on you guys.
Oh, thank you.
We are.
See, and it comes back and it feels like that.
Yeah.
And the same thing when you went with the women up to that retreat in Michigan, mm-hmm. you come back better, you know, like when you get around. And so it's like, for me, I want my wife to hang out with women. I want you to have friends, but the right friends, right? Godly friends. Mm-hmm. And so even for any ladies out there, if you're like, oh, well, where do I find godly friends at? Well, hey, this Sunday we're having our Easter pop-up in Hobart. And so if you aren't part of a local church, I invite you to our local church. If you are not in the Chicagoland area, find a local church. Find one that has connect groups, because it's just not on Sundays, but you really want to connect throughout the week. It's so vital and important to create those real relationships that you can talk to women about who are trying to go up and trying to grow in the relationship with Christ. Because that's what's going to make your marriage stronger.
Well, it's a scientific fact. You are like the 5 to 10 people that you hang out with.
Yep.
So if you're hanging out with friends who are alcoholics, their marriages are falling apart, their kids are crazy, they're broke, this, that, and the other thing, check out your circle.
Yes.
If that is not who you want to be, you need to find a new circle.
Yep.
And like you said, we'd love to have you in ours. Yeah. I'll be your friend. You can come to our church.
Yeah. So that's at 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time, Hobart Art Theater, this Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's just so true that we need to meet some godly women, get connected in godly groups, because there's so much gossip that goes around, but we need the gospel to go around.
Yeah.
And so when you can get in a circle, just like you were saying, and not focusing on gossip, but on the gospel, man, your marriage is going to flourish. Yeah. Like, you don't even have to listen to this podcast anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. You just start hanging out with the right people and they're going to pour into your marriage and you're not even expecting it.
Yeah.
And hang out with some older women, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Women. I mean, I always like want to know the secret of like the older women and people who've been married for 30, 40, 50 years. I'm like, tell me the secret. What is it? Like, what do you do?
You know, but again, you have to make sure it's somebody who's pursuing Christ. We were on the airplane flying out to California, and I asked this guy. He told me that they were getting ready to celebrate
40.
Yeah, years of marriage. I was like, oh, what's the secret? And he said, don't listen to her. I was like, oh, God, you're not going to be on the podcast.
And then I was like, don't listen to him.
Yeah, exactly. It was bad. So again, you have to pick. You get to choose, right? Yeah. It's like on Facebook. You get to choose who you're friends with and who you invite in. Same thing in real relationships. You get to choose the relationships you want to surround yourself with because you want those strong women in your life.
Yeah, that's good.
The next one says, draw after you, let us run. Or sorry, draw me after you, let us run.
No, that's so good. You need to be running together with your spouse. I hate running. Can we say walk? Can we walk together?
Can we ride bikes together?
Ooh, I like that. Because Rocky pulls us.
Oh my gosh.
Our dog pulls us on our bike. But you need to be walking in the same direction as your spouse. You know what I mean? Doing everything together. That's not what I'm saying. But you need to have the same vision as your spouse. We kind of see it as like three different ways. So you need to like self-evaluate your marriage. Mm-hmm. There's three different ways that we feel like there's like a posture in your marriage. You're either back to back, where you're literally walking in separate directions.
Right.
You go do your thing. I'll do my thing. We kind of share a house. Yeah. We're kind of roommates. We'll give each other a high five every once in a while. I mean, that's probably on the good end. I mean, arguing, bickering, fighting over finances, all the things. That's back to back. Side to side, you're kind of like doing life together, walking it out. You're cordial with each other, but you're not really like, and you need to be that sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm saying. This isn't a bad one, but it's not the ultimate, you know? So,
well, I think when you think of side to side, it's okay, we know we need to pay the bills. We know we need to raise the kids. We know we need to, you know, like there's things that we have to do. And if we do it together, we're going to, you know, it's going to be better together.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, it's not a bad thing, but it's not the best thing.
Right.
But the goal is to have a marriage that is face to face. You want to be intimate with your spouse. Mm-hmm. You want to be doing things together. You want to like look them in the eye and have fun with them. And we love doing this podcast together.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say, hey, if you need something to do, start a podcast.
You're literally face to face.
Yeah.
Start a hobby together, like doing all these things together and like loving it. It's not always going to be perfect, but you're doing it face to face. And so you're thriving in it. Yep. That's how I can say it.
Yep. And when I think of face to face, that also leads back to verse 2 when it talks about that he kisses me, because that's what you do when you're face to face, right? When you're back to back, you can't be kissing each other. Okay. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will exult and rejoice in you. We will extol your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you.
Mm.
Like that line right there, like rightly do they love you. What an encourager.
Yeah.
That is so important in marriage. Because the opposite of encouragement is nagging.
Yeah. And that's what we were talking about earlier. We have, well, I have done, it was a podcast, but it was a conference, message first. And I think I got it right. Episode 48. You can go back and listen to that episode. It was from one of our marriage conferences that we did. And, it really breaks down the scriptures and all of the things about a nagging wife.
Yep.
The Bible talks about it multiple times.
Yep.
And so go back, listen to that message. But be an encourager.
Yes.
Not a nagger.
And because here, like, this is just so true of any man out there. And I was actually just talking with a guy on Sunday about this. I hope he's listening. It was cool. I got to pray for him at church, and I told him about our podcast because he was just having some things going on with his marriage. And I told him that your wife's number one thing is security. That's what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that as a man, you desire honor and respect. And that is what she is doing here when she says, rightly do they love you? Like, she's respecting him. She's honoring him. And there's ways that we can respect our, you know, like the women can respect their husbands. And obviously we need to respect our wives. I'm not saying that, you know,
right.
We don't, but from the woman's perspective is that we have, again, I say we, you, I'm gonna let you just talk.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the ways that I just, there's a lot of ways that you can honor and respect your husband. You know, your husband personally, you know, the things that irritate him, you know, the things that make him feel really good about himself. Do those things and don't do the things that really push his buttons. Like, just stay away from those things. You know how to get a reaction out of him. Don't do those things.
Yep.
But here are just some ways that I thought that I can honor you, my husband. But apologizing is a big one. Every marriage comes across fights. You're going to argue. You're going to bicker. You're going to disagree about something. You're going to have a blow up. I was talking to another woman where she just really felt like she blew it. And they were newlyweds. And so it was like her first I blew it moment. And I said, listen, this is supposed to encourage you, but you're going to have more of those blow up moments.
Yep.
You're going to feel like you blew it and you just took your husband down, took him out by the ankles, and just, you're going to have those moments. But here's the thing. Apologizing is so humbly apologizing.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I am
like
so...
our kids, right?
Yeah, because we make them say it.
Right. It shouldn't feel forced like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I am so sorry. I said those things and I didn't mean it. Like, really saying, I acknowledge your emotions right now. Even if you didn't do it on purpose. We yep. do things all the time on accident. That should be an even more reason to apologize. Like, I did not, I really didn't mean for you to feel that
right.
way. And I just want to acknowledge that I did, and I'm so sorry. So apologizing goes a long way.
Yeah. I would say, again, like what she was saying here, even encouraging with words, you know, don't say degrading things to your husband.
Yeah.
You know, literally, like, they don't want to be, you know, feel like you're the coach that they had in high school football that would, you know, talk trash to them to try to motivate them.
Yeah.
They're not looking for that from
no.
their spouse.
No. Really listen to your husband. Whether it isn't in that apologizing moment or just things that are going on at work or whatever. Men actually do have feelings
yep.
and they're probably trying to tell you in different ways. He's not going to sit down and have like a weeping fest with you, but he's probably telling you in other ways throughout the day through conversation. So really listen to him and that'll show him that you respect and honor him.
Yeah. I would say another way to respect him is care about what he cares about. I think you do an excellent job with that. I mean, we've talked about before, it's pretty much like I pick out the movies, we watch Notre Dame football. Like, there's just certain things that, you know, like you care about what I care about. And mm-hmm. I try to care about what you care about.
What but do we I care about?
You care about gardening and we kill every plant.
I
that we...
do not. Would you knock it off? I just try sometimes. Yeah, I think being his number one cheerleader is a huge way to honor and respect your husband. He is going to get beat down, pushed down by his job, by I was going to say friends, but sometimes quote unquote friends, you guys are bullies to each other sometimes, but just by this world, like he's going to try to get a promotion. Somebody else is going to get it. Just all the things. And so you need to be his number one cheerleader. Let the rest of the world beat him down. Don't try to humble him yourself.
Right.
The world is going to do that. Be his number one cheerleader.
Yep. I would say respect his judgment, right? Like he didn't marry someone to be his mom. He married someone to be his helpmate. Mm. And that is so different.
Yeah.
He doesn't need you to mother him. Respect his judgment. And here's the thing, like we all make mistakes. So allow your husband to fail.
Yeah.
If he's taken five steps
and
forward.
And don't say I told you so later.
Just even though you want to. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I want to.
I know you do.
especially with those swords that you brought home from Disney.
No. That was a good thing.
No.
It is a good thing.
You're literally yelling at them. Don't hit each other. Don't do this. And you're like, when they hit you. Don't hit the dog.
Okay. But we're learning that you swords hit swords. That's what I'm teaching. Okay. And also, these are my girls that we're training. So. No. Chrissy wanted to get them dolls. They have a million dolls.
I'm just kidding.
We're having a blast.
Blasty blast.
No. I was thinking today, I had Ellis in one hand, a lightsaber in the other.
Now CBS is going to get called on us. Knock it off.
Yeah, Emily Barnes. Sorry, Emily. Anyways, back on track. We're like, ADD. Allow us to fail. So if we're taking five steps forward and we take one step back, don't point out the one step.
Yeah.
Point out the five steps. Again, like this is how you respect your husband. Encourage him.
Yeah. No, that's so good. And then I think especially for women, because I hear this a lot, women who are serving the Lord, but their men aren't. Do you still honor them? Do you still respect them? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you still submit to them? Absolutely. You want to honor the man that you want them to be.
Yep.
That's the thing. You want to look at, here's the thing, women, we have a very special duty as a wife. We are to call out the things that are in our husbands. I really feel like looking back, this is really funny. I was thinking about this today. Looking back on who you were when we first got married.
Don't do it. Don't look back. There's no looking back. V1.
But listen.
No turning back.
In those moments, you were a goofball. And thank God you follow the Lord, because I just think and not just you, but me, but I really thought you were the best thing. And I still do. But in that, this sounds really bad.
It does. Continue. It's
okay.
Funny.
No, but just thinking like, I'm just so honored that you are who you are today. And I would follow you anywhere. But back then, probably not. But I treated you as if
yes,
you are the man you are today. Yes. That's how I treated you. And you were goofball and an intern and all the things. But you learned and you grew and I was your number one cheerleader. And now you are who you are today.
Yep.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I think we can wrap it up with this too. That as we're just even talking about the ways to respect is that the Bible talks about that in the tongue. There's the power of life and death.
Yeah, that's good.
And so like wives, you literally are killing your husband or defending your husband with your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing? Yeah, so again, even defending him against your own thoughts. So speaking again into him, who he is in his future. See him as he's going to be 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Like
good.
You have to be a visionary as a wife, because it's true. You married a boy, you know, like you married a child. And here's the thing, men, your wife, though, did not marry a boy to make you a man. You're the one who has to make yourself a man.
Yeah.
As much as your wife is going to encourage you and speak life, you're the one that has to tie your bootstraps, get to work.
Yeah.
You know, like you work on you.
Yeah.
But anyways, we have more. We'll just roll this into a next.
This is going to be a part two.
There is. There's going to be a part two of this one. There's a lot of things for the women.
You know, we're complicated. We need help.
I did not say that.
I did.
Okay. So anyways, you're Chrissy. I'm Joe. We exist.
We're here to help you guys build stronger marriages, to create stronger families, so that we can all together form stronger communities. Check us out at themarriedlife.org. We'd love for you to donate so we can just keep this thing rolling, helping more marriages, helping coach people just to be the better you.
Yep. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace.